Welcome to the Free Lawyer Podcast. I'm your host, Gary Miles. The Free Lawyer Podcast is designed for the lawyer, entrepreneur, or professional who is in some way unfulfilled, stressed, or stuck, and is looking for something better. We will discuss various blocks that limit us from achieving the personal freedom that we all desire, but have not yet fully experienced. And we will give actionable steps to free yourself from them. Are you looking to achieve a new level of success? If so, this podcast is for you. Hey everybody, thank you for hopping on with me today. I'm glad each of you are here. Today's gonna be a really good topic. We're gonna talk about busyness. Not business, but busyness. And busyness can be really bad for our profession, for our success, and most importantly, for our happiness. Have you ever felt you're working so hard, just so busy, with too many things on your desk, hard to keep all the balls in the air at one time? Did you work hard all day and feel like you got just nothing accomplished? I know I have. See, busyness is harmful, both to our business and, more importantly, to ourselves. We all know it's no fun to be stuck in the busyness quagmire, nor does it foster our professional success. So, how do we escape the busyness trap? In this episode, I will explain why we get stuck in busyness. I'll discuss some of its problems. I'll talk about how it affects us. And I will give you 8 tangible tools to escape the prison of busyness. So let's begin here. How do we get stuck in busyness? Why is it we always feel such a compulsion to be so busy? Why is it that when we get our desks somewhat cleaned up and we do not have such an overwhelming pile of things to do, we begin to feel anxious? Why is being too busy now the new normal? See, we all want to be successful, don't we? We want to be viewed as someone highly regarded by so many. We've started considering being busy a sign of success. We see busyness as a validation mark for our professional achievement. We connect our self-worth to our level of busyness. We may see being so active, so overwhelmed, as a sign we're professionally successful. What do you think of someone when you ask how he's doing in his profession? And he says, he's doing well, but he's not so busy. Don't you think somewhat less of him? Like, why is his practice struggling? You know, sometimes, see, our overwhelming busyness is our own choice. Our ambition fuels our desire to be so active, work so hard. If we're working so hard, we must be doing something meaningful, and we must have achieved great success, right? Sadly, that's often not the case. So let's talk about this. What are the problems with busyness? You know, it can be an indication of our need for more success and more fulfillment. On the other hand, busyness causes us problems because it shows we need more purpose, more choice in what we do. We're not acting purposefully with intention. Our being mired in busyness causes us a lot of issues, including the following. 1, physical health issues. This can include fatigue, loss of appetite, loss of interest in sex, digestive problems, poor sleep, immune issues. We might get sick more often, muscular tension, and so many others. Mental health issues. Our busyness can create feelings of stress, depression, anxiety, loneliness, overwhelm, sadness, lack of fulfillment, lack of satisfaction in life, disconnection from people around us, loss of productivity. When we flip from one task to the next, trying to manage too many things simultaneously, we are far less productive and less effective. Burnout. We simply cannot handle being in a state of busyness all the time. Burnout is a typical result. We harm our work-life balance when we are so busy, working so hard. We're frustrated at how little we accomplish So we bring our work home, causing further stress and creating burnout. 5, damage to our relationships. When overwhelmed with being so busy, it can directly impact our relationships, professionally in our office, and as well at home with our family and friends. So what's the cure for busyness? What is the key to unlock the prison door of busyness? We all agree in our hearts that being stuck in busyness is not really what we choose for ourselves. It's not what we want, is it? Our sense of self-worth should not come from being overworked and overwhelmed and too busy. So what can we do? How can we break out of the prison of busyness? The key is to be purposeful in how we spend our time and what we choose to do. The key is to be intentional in how we use our time. Here are some handy tools, 8 tips to help you break out of the prison of busyness. 1, evaluate how you spend your time. Begin tracking how you spend your time during the day and what you do. What tasks are you working on? How long do they take? What time do you find for yourself? Is how you spend your time how you really want to spend your time? 2, start time blocking. Instead of simply going to your office and flitting from one task to the other without stopping to plan your day, take some time. Organize your thoughts. Prioritize. Calendar your activities and what you're going to work on and when you're going to do it. Prioritize your most important projects to work on. Save some time for putting out fires or unexpected emergencies. Schedule your lunch, time for yourself, and some rest. Start each day with a plan of exactly how you intend to spend your time. Set time limits on how much time you will spend on such things as email and returning calls. 3, set your goals. What do you want to accomplish in your career? In your day, what is your goal? What do you want to accomplish? Is how you choose to use your time productive? Does it help you achieve your goals? Be purposeful in how you spend your time. Determine what your goals are and use your time with intention to accomplish those goals. See if how you spend your time is consistent with your long-range plan for your life. 4, act with purpose. Now that you've evaluated how you spend your time and set your goals, it's time to act purposefully. Plan your day. Choose your activities with an intention that furthers your goals. 5, make your priorities transparent. Let those around you know your preferences and how you'll spend your time that day. Eliminate interruptions that are not consistent with your priorities and your goals for the day. 5, limits. Set boundaries on how much you can reasonably take on. Choose what tasks and what new matters you will accept, consistent with your goals and your priorities. Stop saying yes to every new matter presented to you when it's more than you can handle or incompatible with your priorities. 6, establish your boundaries. At home and at work, learn how to say no. For example, if you focus on an important task at work, keep yourself from being interrupted by a staff member about something much less important. Let the person know respectfully that your priority is to complete a particular project and that you'll get back to them later. Avoid letting your work overwhelm your home life as well. Understand that it's okay to learn to say no. As long as those around you know what your goals are and you're transparent about your priorities, they will become more accepting of your boundaries. 7, practice self-care. Understand that you matter. Find time for yourself. Engage in a hobby. Eat well. Sleep well. Get exercise. Enjoy a hobby that you might like. Spoil yourself with something that you really enjoy. And 8, practice mindfulness. Be aware of your thoughts. Choose to believe that your self-worth does not come from being too busy. It comes from being true to yourself and being fulfilled in what you do. When you begin to feel overwhelmed or stressed, take a break. Determine the cause of it. Why am I feeling so stressed? And then choose how you want to spend your time. You know, it's time that we take control of our lives and address the issues holding us back. Our busyness is not in any way a sign of our success. On the contrary, it can create significant physical and emotional problems. It causes us to feel depressed and unfulfilled. Don't let feelings of depression and a lack of fulfillment control your destiny. See, you have the power to create the life you want, starting with setting clear goals for yourself. With a solid plan, you can prioritize your time and eliminate distractions and interruptions that prevent you from achieving your goals. It's important to set boundaries at work and to ensure that you use your time productively and to establish a clear separation between work and home. Remember to take care of yourself and prioritize your physical and your emotional health. Finally, be mindful of how you spend your time. Make sure that how you use your time intentionally aligns with your vision for your life. With these steps, you can achieve greater freedom and live the life you deserve. You know, I've been practicing law for a long time, and I've seen so often that our ego makes us think that being busy is what it's all about. But truly, our happiness comes from being true to ourselves and being fulfilled in what we do. And fulfillment should really be our focus. What is your purpose in your practice? Make sure that how you use your time and how you use your energies furthers that goal for yourself. You deserve a life of freedom and happiness. So have a great day. Don't get stuck in busyness and look at these tools from time to time to keep yourself on track. Thank you for being here today. I appreciate each and every one of you. And as always, please be well. Be safe and be free. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Free Lawyer Podcast. Wherever you are listening, if you enjoyed what I shared, please leave me a rating and review. I would appreciate hearing more about what you like best and what topics you might like me to cover in future episodes. If you are interested in experiencing a more fulfilling and a more successful life, please contact me at www.garymiles.net, where you can schedule a free discovery call with me so I can learn more about you, your challenges, and your dreams. I appreciate each and every one of you and have a great rest of your day. Thanks to all of you for your support.